Denise Levertov has written a poem about the parables, and in part it says, "Glib generations mistake the metaphor, not looking at fields and trees, not noticing paradox. Mountains remain unmoved. Faith is rare," he must have been saying, "prodigious, unique, one infinitesimal grain divided like loaves and fishes, as if from a mustard seed a great shade tree grew. That rare, that strange, the kingdom a tree, the soul a bird." She's talking about, obviously, the parable of the mustard seed. And one that is in all of the, well, not John, but in the synoptic gospels. Jesus spends time telling stories to his followers, and I often think of people settling in, leaning back, getting comfortable, as Jesus begins, "The kingdom of God is like." They know what's coming next. They know that he is going to be telling them a story, and they lean in a little. They nudge their friends when something funny is pointed out, because parables are stories with a different hidden meaning. And we like stories. The rate of people that listen to Audible books has risen significantly in the last few years. It's a wonderful way to pass the time on a trip or while exercising. And sometimes books that are difficult to read are much easier to understand when someone reads them to you. And we have a group of children at the back of the church who enjoy having stories read to them. Yes, I'm getting a thumbs up, thank you. I am, if you did not know, an avid reader. I can read two or three books a week if I put my mind to it. My first grade teacher was a published author. And she, I do believe, instilled my love of reading, as well as my mom making sure we went to the library every 3 weeks to check out as many books as they would allow. Some were read, some were returned unread, and also every summer, my sister and I participated in the summer reading club through the public library. It's a wonderful childhood memory I'm sure many of us have. And I have been focused lately on reading Octavia Butler's trilogy, sadly, two of three. She died before the third one was finished. The Parable of the Sower and the Parable of the Talents. It's a dystopian story of the downfall of society. It takes place in California, for water has run out, and the people are migrating north. The main character, Alamina, is intent on starting a new faith tradition. Her father was a Baptist minister, and she calls her new way of seeing God Earth Seed, and she writes journals, almost another Bible, discussing what it all means. And the thing that she says at the beginning of each piece, I got where I am in the book instead of where I'm supposed to be, that God is change, that purpose unifies us, it focuses our dreams, guides our plans, strengthens our efforts, purpose defines us, shapes us, and offers us greatness. She also states that the world and God are chaos, and that change is coming, and that change is good. Her books are a stretch for me. In fact, for a long time, I didn't think I was smart enough to understand them. Why are you laughing? It's true, that's what I thought. But I am quite enjoying them because it's something different. And it's a way of looking at the world that is frightening, and I think something that we can all understand in these times. Change is coming. Change will be here in this parish before you know it. And things will not be as they were. But you have to embrace change and make it positive. Because if you see everything as a negative, then the world is a sad, dark, scary place. Octavia Butler writes that out of this darkness comes a group of people that form their own, for want of a better word, commune. Everything is shared, and not everyone is let in until they prove themselves worthy. We don't feel that way in the church. We let everyone in, whether you are worthy or not, because I got news for you. None of us is. None of us will be, and none of us are. That's a hard truth to have to accept. But if we don't accept that we are not worthy, we cannot amend our ways. We cannot think of the way that God would like us and hopes that we will be. We cannot be the people that God intends or dreams of. The parable of the mustard seed is how great things come from small, and how we are people who are small like this, but coming together are big like this. Don't let it escape you. Don't let it stop you. Start small and get big, because that is God's dream for all of us. Amen.